Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Kern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive to center field. Bruton throws towards McAuliffe. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern is 0-for-1 in the game. Kern hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aguirre out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 0-for-1 in the game. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Bryan now catching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguirre bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aguirre for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern is 0 for 2 in the game. Kern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Cash steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Cash scores. McAuliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Dick Brown. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. George Alozic pinch hits for Dan Pfister. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguirre is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Brian and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.